Let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11, verse 1. So this is a teaching that I enjoy. It resonates with me. I hope that it would resonate with you as well this morning. Our theme is a disciple's request. A disciple's request. The request of a disciple. The plea of a disciple. The ask of a disciple. He asked. Luke chapter 11, verse 1. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your word. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It leads us every single day. It is our compass for life. It is what we need to bring direction to us. It is your word, Lord God, that teaches us how to live right. Father, we pray, Lord God, that we'll be able to apply it to our lives, that our Sunday would change our Monday, O Lord. Father, I pray that we'd be encouraged with your word, that it would be a now word for us, a today word for us, that it would be for us in our current situation. Oh God, I pray in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated this morning. A disciple's request. We have always been taught to present our request to God, right? We've always been taught to pray and present our request to God, to ask God. But let's look at the request of this disciple. It seems to us that he wanted more. He had seen Jesus' prayer life. He had seen the connection that Jesus had to the Father. And he knew that there was something special about praying. He approaches Jesus and makes his request. "Lord, teach us to pray." But today I want to focus not on the content of prayer, but on the heart of the disciple. He knew that he needed something. It was prayer that he wanted to learn. So he approaches Jesus and he says, "Lord, teach me to pray." But today I don't want to focus on the teaching of just prayer, but I want to focus on the heart of the disciple, that he knew that he needed something. So he approaches Jesus and he makes a request. And his request is, "Lord, teach us to pray." I wonder how many of us are walking around knowing that there's something in our lives that we need God to help us with. We need to be taught. Practical things in life need to be learned for us. We learn. And I love that the scripture, because the scripture is very theological, very historical, but it's also very practical. There's things from scripture that we could learn, we could apply. It teaches us how to be good parents, how to be good spouses, how to be good friends, right? How many know that not everybody knows how to be a good friend? Right? The scripture teaches us this. Scripture teaches us how to be good pastors and leaders. Scripture teaches us this. In our prayer time, we ask God, "God, help us to do these things. Teach me to study your word, to learn your word, to apply your word. Teach me to be good, to be just, to be right." And whatever may be your need, right, in your prayer time, I hope that the heart of this disciple would be our heart. "Lord, teach us." Many times we approach Jesus in time of prayer and meditation, and a lot of times it's about our wants, and it's a lot of times it's about the miracles that we want to see and need to see. But how about approaching Jesus in a vulnerable state and saying, "Lord, I'm empty, I'm vulnerable. Here, teach me, oh God." There are things in our life that God wants to teach us. And he wants to teach us through his word. He wants to teach us through mentorship. He wants to teach us through the working of the church. He wants to teach us through messages and sermons. But there are things that God wants to speak into our hearts. And there are things that he wants to teach us. And we must approach him and say, "Lord, teach us." We must ask. We must come before the Lord sincerely and transparently, knowing that we don't know, and ask God, "God, would you teach me?" Jesus said these words, "Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you'll receive, and your joy will be complete." John 16, 24. How many sometimes know that we walk around knowing that we need, but we don't ask? there is an opportunity, a challenge for us to present ourselves before Jesus and to say, Lord, would you teach me? Looking at these verses, there's three things I'd like to share with you this morning. Looking at these verses, the first one is, the first observation is that it was the right request. It was the right request. Lord, teach us to pray. It was the right request. You know, how many know that some of the disciples, they would ask Jesus some really weird stuff. They would ask Jesus some things that it wasn't the right request. In fact, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus. Listen to this story in Mark chapter 10. It makes me laugh when I read it. It's like, well, you, some audacity, right? He says, teacher, they said, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. So Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? They replied, let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory. What a dumb request. How about this one? In the midst of the storm, they're panicked because the boat is rocking. There's a storm. Jesus is sleeping. And they ask Jesus this question. Teacher, don't you care that we drown? There's got to be a better request. How about this one? They were coming to arrest Jesus. That's the context. Luke chapter 22. They were coming to arrest Jesus. When Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, Lord, should we strike them with our swords? Now, to give you context, the disciples were fishermen, tax collectors, and tradesmen. And here comes the Roman soldiers. And they ask, should we strike them with the sword? It's a pretty dumb request. I love that this man did not ask Jesus, Lord, teach me to preach, or teach me how to do miracles, how to heal the sick. He didn't say, teach me to be rich. He didn't say, teach me to rebuke demons. He had the right request. Teach me to pray. It was the right request. It was the right heart. You know, he had seen Jesus. And he had seen the connection that Jesus had with the Father. And he had seen how the Father would lead him and bless him. And how the Father would help him. And he had the right request. Because he knew that he needed the same blessing that Jesus had. The blessing of the Father. It was the right request. It was the right heart. And he says, teach us to pray. So that we could have the same connection with the Father that you have. It was the right request. How many say amen? See, we have learned this. We have learned this from Jesus. We have learned that if we approach God the right way, then we can have God's blessing. But today I want to remind you that Jesus is approachable and we can come to him and we can pray and he will open the door for us and we can find ourselves in the presence of the Father and we can ask what we need in our time of lack and it would be the right request. We can come before him and we can say, Lord, what is it that I need so that I could be in the room with the Father? What is it that I need that I could walk in God's perfect will in my life? Teach us to pray. The Bible is clear here that there is an invitation for us. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, the words of Jesus say, ask and it will be given to you, for everyone who asks receives. John 14, 13 and 14, Jesus' words, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. There's two key things in that verse, so that the Father will be glorified. One, two, and in my name. In my name is in my will. So we don't have the right to approach Jesus, approach God, and ask for things that we think we should have. It needs to be the right request. Don't go praying asking for lotto numbers. It's not going to work for you. What's the right request? Lord, teach me what it is that I need in my life so that I can be in the same room with the Father. So that I could be in the presence of God. That I can live the right way. It must be the right request. John 15 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. There's a challenge for us to ask. The Bible says if you lack wisdom, you should ask it of God who gives what? Generously. Gives generously. Of course, you have to come though with the right heart, with the right motive. If you have the wrong motive, we don't get those petitions answered. How many say amen? The right motives don't get petitions answered. If we approach Jesus the wrong way, our petitions are not answered. We must remember. In fact, James chapter 4 verse 3 says these words: "You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your own passions." Could it be sometimes that we have not received the things that we're asking because our motive for the reason we're asking them is wrong? Could it be that our motivation is wrong? It's motivated or it's moved by selfishness, and we miss out because God is not going to answer those things? Could it be that our request is motivated by an ungrateful heart? How come I don't have? How come they have and I don't have? Shouldn't I have? How long have I been in church? How long have I served you? Look at all that I do. So we approach God with the wrong motive. How can we ever expect God to answer those petitions? But what is your request today to the Lord? If you saw Jesus right now, in your prayer time right now, what would you ask him? The disciple asked, "Lord, would you teach us to pray?" What would be our request? What would you ask him right now in prayer? What is it that you need so that you can be closer to the Father? What is it that you need so that you can be closer to God's will and be more led by his Spirit? What is it that you need? "Lord, would you teach me?" How many of us are asking the Lord, "Lord, teach me. Teach me to understand good and bad. Lord, give me a spirit of discernment." I pray all the time, "Lord, help me to discern the hearts. Help me to discern the circumstances. Help me to discern the situations that I'm in so that I'll know what is right and what is wrong. Lord, give me a spirit of discernment, Lord, so that I can walk in your way. How about this, Lord? Help me to be a good father, a good husband, a good spouse. Help me, Lord God, to be just with my neighbor. Help me to be fair with those around me. Lord, teach us to pray." What would be our request? "Lord, help me to manage my finances well. Help me to live in a spirit of contentment. I want to encourage you today that it be the right request. Because the right request is always answered. And the church says, amen. I want to encourage you today to bring the right request to the Lord. Don't continue to walk around with the very thing that you know that you need. Ask the Lord. In our spiritual walk with God, what are some of those things that God is dealing with us? Some of those things that God is speaking into our hearts. Be bold and say, "Lord, I need you." The right request will find the right answer. So today we're talking about a disciple's request. Our first point this morning is it needs to be the right request. Our second point this morning is the request comes from the right heart. From the right heart, right? I love that the disciples said, "Lord, teach us. Teach us." It's not a demand. It's not a demand. No, it doesn't come from a position of entitlement, but more from a position of need. "Lord, we don't know. Can you teach us?" It doesn't come from a position of entitlement that says, "I deserve it. You're God and I'm creation and you're supposed to." No, it doesn't come from a position of entitlement. It comes from a position of need. It doesn't come from a position that says, "I deserve it." No, it comes from a position of vulnerability that says, "I want to have what you have set aside for me, Lord, and would you teach me, oh God?" See, we need to remember that God is calling each and every one of us to humble ourselves before him in vulnerability, in transparency, and he'll meet us where we are. You see, this request does not come from a perfect disciple. It doesn't come from a super holy roller. No, it comes from somebody who finds himself in need. Sometimes because of our failures in life and our vulnerability, we're afraid to ask God. There's a sense that we think that we don't deserve it, and we are right, we don't deserve it. But a humility and vulnerability before the Lord, requesting for need, finds itself in a place of contentment because God answers those needs. But we must have the right heart. When we approach God, we must approach him knowing that we are not perfect, that we don't deserve it, that we're not entitled to it, and it's strictly God's grace that allows us to enjoy the opportunity to say, "Lord, teach us to pray. teach us to pray. So I want to encourage you this morning to approach God, understanding that we don't deserve it. We're not entitled to it. We're not perfect, but we have the opportunity to approach Him and say, Lord, would you teach us? You know, be careful as we approach God to understand that He is God and we're creation, that He is almighty, all-powerful, and we are His children. But as children, we have this desire, we have this longing, and we do have this opportunity, this blessing, to make our request before the Lord. We must have the right heart when we approach God. The heart is the spiritual part of where our emotions and our desires dwell. We must cultivate the right heart. The Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The Proverbs 4:23 says, keep your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs of life. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. So as we approach God, I would encourage you to tell the Lord, Lord, search me, seek me. Make sure that there's nothing in me that is not pleasing to you, offensive to you, Lord. And as we approach the Lord, we approach Him with a sincere heart that says, teach me. And as disciples of Christ, what is our desire, our motive? Our motive is what? To find ourselves in God's perfect will. So we have the opportunity to say, Lord, would you teach me? And the church says, amen. As disciples of Christ, what is our desire and our motives? It is to be like Christ. So that should be our plea to the Lord. That should be our prayer to the Lord. Lord, take anything out of my heart that's not your will. Take anything out of my mind that's not your will. Help me, Lord, to live a life that is pleasing to you. This should be our prayer. Lord, help me, Lord God. Teach me to pray. He wanted to be just like Jesus when he saw Jesus praying. I want to encourage you in your prayer time to come before the Lord to say, Lord, teach me your will, your way. Remove from me the things that are not your will. Help me to kill, to destroy the things in my life that want to dominate, that are not your will, because I want to be like you. And it's in that place, it's in that right request, it's in that place of need where we find God answering our petition, our request that says, Lord, teach us. Not trying to manipulate God for our own advantage, but praying, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our prayers are not an opportunity to try to manipulate God for what we need, but it should be a place of vulnerability where we surrender our will to God and say, Lord, we want to be just like you. Teach us to pray. It is where we make our request boldly to the Lord. But boldly to the Lord means, God, I need you. If we come before the Lord with the right heart, hungry and thirsty for righteousness, asking God to change us, to purify us, to cleanse us from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet, asking God to lead us where we need to go, to fill us with His presence, it would be the right request and it would be the right heart. And those are the petitions that always gets answered. I read somewhere that 1 out of every 10 petitions get answered. It was written by a non-believer. And could it be that might be so? Because we present our request to the Lord, always seeking what would be best for our circumstances, instead of saying, Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If we were to present ourselves before the Lord, would it be that we would see God just move more in our lives, more in our homes, more in our families, approaching Him vulnerable of who we are, vulnerable, understanding our weaknesses and our needs, and say, Lord, let your will be done. As we approach God, we must approach Him with the right heart, not manipulating Him for our own gain, but approaching Him to fill our inner need within us, willing to make the changes needed, empty of ourselves, so that God can fill every need of our lives. And the church says, amen. So today we're talking about the disciples' request. It needs to be the right request. It needs to be the right heart. And our third petition, our third point this morning is, the third observation is that we can make this morning is the request has to be at the right time. At the right time. It was a now situation for this disciple. They had seen Jesus pray many times, The Bible is clear that they see Jesus wake up in the morning and pray. He would separate himself often to pray, but it was a now moment for him. It was a now moment for these disciples. They wanted to learn how to pray. I want to remind you this morning that it's a now opportunity to make a request to the Lord. Jesus wanted to do it for them now, at that time, at that moment. And he wants to do it for us now. There are particular seasons for particular requests. They had seen Jesus pray before, but it was their now season to learn how to pray. Perhaps we're going through some things in our life, and it's our now season to ask God, God, would you help us? There are many of us that are now is in need of God's teaching. There are many of us that are dealing with a now need. And I want to remind you that maybe you've been in this for a long time, but God is saying, you haven't received because you haven't asked. But you haven't asked with the right request. It hasn't been the right request with the right heart. But he says, it's a now season. But now you can come before the Lord and you can remind him this morning of your need, of your vulnerability. And he is capable enough to meet us at our very need. He is strong enough to help us fight any battle that we're dealing with. And he is sovereign enough to lead us through any circumstance that we may need. But our request must be made and must come before the Lord and say, Lord, would you help me now? I want to encourage you, maybe you're dealing with some matrimonial issues today. Well, then you have a now request to the Lord. Maybe you're dealing with some financial issues. It's a now request. Maybe it's ministerial things. It's a now request. Maybe you're dealing with some things in your life. Well, don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait to see what God is going to do. Come before the Lord today and say, Lord, would you help me in this situation today? Would you teach me to pray now? And we believe that God will begin to answer and begin to move and begin to lead in his perfect will. Maybe you're dealing with some serious oppression in your life. And you're saying, man, I've been chained to this too long. I want to tell you that the Lord wants to answer your petition now. It's a now petition, right? Maybe you've been carrying something too long. And you're saying, I'm getting tired. Well, come before the Lord and believe God now for the circumstance. You know, we need to understand that God can and he will. You are at a place in your life where you feel like you need something from God. You need to be taught. You need to hear God's word. I want to tell you that the sovereign God, the all-powerful God, the faithful God, he will meet you in your time of need. And he will teach you what to do next. And that's what I love about this request. Teach us to pray. You know, today there are many, many believers that are waiting on miracles. I believe that God moves, and I believe that there are miracles for us today as well as the New Testament. I am a firm believer of that, and I pray believing God for miracles. But I have come to understand that God works more through changing of lives and characters than through miracles. I've learned that through life. I've learned that through ministry. I've learned that through watching many people. Yes, God at times, he does heavenly intervention. That's a miracle. That means he breaks the norm for us, right? That means he does what cannot be done by human hands. He does it supernaturally, right? And that is a miracle. And God does that for us. But the common is that he speaks into our hearts. And he teaches us his will. That's the common. And we apply his word into our lives. We apply his teaching in our lives. And then when we look back, we go, surely it has been the Lord that has delivered me. Surely it's been the hand of God that has brought me here. Surely it's been the teaching of God's word that has allowed me to get where I am today. Because we have applied God's teaching to our lives. That's why the request must be made. Lord, teach us to pray. And the church says, amen. It's through teachings where people get to know and live and make the right decisions for their lives. Some may say, I can't change. I need a miracle. God can help you if you approach him with the right request and the right heart. He can help you in your now moment, in your now moment, in your today moment. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 18, verse 14, is anything too hard for the Lord? Isn't that a great verse? You should all have that underlined in your Bibles, Genesis 18:14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? I want to tell you today that your circumstance is not too hard for the Lord. Your need is not too hard for the Lord. He will meet you in your place of need. He will meet you there. But you have to have the right request with the right heart in your now moment. The Bible teaches us that God's presence is there for us. In His presence, there's fullness of joy. In God's presence, there's sufficiency for us. There's sufficient grace for us. There's the opportune moment. I love the word opportune moment, because the word opportune moment is the right time. It's the right time. It's the now time. When you approach God, He meets you in the opportune moment, right? That's why the Bible says, do not get tired in doing good, for in due season, at the opportune moment, you will reap what you sow if you do not give up. It's the now moment for us, but we must make a request to the Lord. And it's got to be the right heart. And it's got to be the right time. In these things, many of us at times we lack approaching God and believing God for our today situation. He wants to meet us and teach us today. When we approach God, we need to approach Him as the disciples did. Lord, teach us to pray. Only a disciple has this right, though. Only a child of God has this right. Just on Friday night, Ruth Calderon and I were speaking with somebody, and I shared with her, with the person we were speaking with, you need to give your life to Christ if you want God's blessings, right? How many people say, but God don't answer me. God don't speak to me. Are you serving Him? Is He Lord and Savior over your life? Remember the scriptures, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land. Who, if my people, those who are called by my name, right? It is for us, but we as disciples, we have the right to approach Him and say, Lord, teach us. As children of God, we have the right to approach Him and say, Lord, teach us. As I close our teaching this morning, many have made bad choices in life because they lead by their own desires. They lead by worldly counsel. They lead by wrong teachings. And they have made devastating mistakes, because they have been led by the wrong teachings. They have been led by their wrong desires. They have been led by wrong individuals, and they have found themselves lost in sin and lost in the world. But why not approach Jesus and say, Lord, teach us, teach us. But when Jesus is our Lord, your request is made to Him. Lord, teach us. This request doesn't fall on incapable hands. No, it falls in the hands of the Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. And like Him, there is none other. And He wants the best for us. The best. Have you ever been asked by your children for anything? You know you want the best for them. And sometimes the best for them is not giving them all that they want. But your motive and your heart is the best for them, right? And God's desire for each and every one of us is the best for us. If He is not your Lord and Savior today, then unfortunately you're missing out on the opportunity to really approach Jesus and say, teach me. But don't let your heart be troubled. There's an opportunity for you today to ask Jesus into your heart, to make Him your Lord and Savior, and he will make Himself available to you to meet you in all your needs. To the church, I say, maybe you're a disciple of Christ, or you're a disciple of Christ. You're one that is learning at the feet of Jesus. Be bold in your time of need and ask God, Lord, can you help me? Whatever your need may be, can you help me? It's got to come. It's got to be the right request with the right heart for your now situation. Lord, can you help me? I need wisdom. I need strength. I need direction. I want to stay in your will. I want to commune with the Father. I want to be in your will. Can you teach me, God? Lord, would you teach me to hear your word? Would you teach me to be sensitive to what you're doing in my life? Lord, would you teach me to discern your will? Would you teach me to walk in your way? Lord, would you teach me to pray? Lord, would you teach me to focus on my disciplines? Lord, a right heart that comes before the Lord in a now moment will find contentment in the presence of God. And I want to tell you here today, as believers, we do not need to walk around void and empty. As believers, we do not need to walk around dissatisfied. No, we can walk around with full contentment, knowing that our lives right now are in God's perfect will. I don't know if that means anything to you. Come hell or high water. But to know that if we're making the right request, and our hearts are right, and our circumstances of today, we find ourselves in this place, that we approach God with true sincerity and true transparency, we can live with this assurance. Maybe I don't have all that I have. Maybe things are not like I thought that they would be, but I'm exactly where God wants me to be. And that will bring contentment to our lives. And it will help us to persevere and to walk and to live in a way that gives the Father glory. Yes. And the church says, amen. I could invite you to stand here today. The right request, the right heart, and the now moment. The disciples' request, the believers' request. Maybe you're here today, and like this disciple, you have been following Jesus for some time. You've been following Jesus for some time, but there's something lacking in your life. And today you've been reminded to make the request, to ask. What need do you have? Ask, be bold. I love that the scripture constantly encourages us to present our petition before the Lord. I love that God says, come to me with your need. Come to me with your petition. Pray, believing. Make your request with thanksgiving. So maybe you're going through some things in your life today. I want to encourage you to find yourself at the feet of Jesus for the right request. With the right heart, not entitlement. No, we don't deserve it. But God is gracious. That's who He is. That's His attribute. And He'll meet us in our needs, right? Come before Him, not with a spirit of entitlement. Don't worry, maybe you haven't lived perfectly. No one is. No one is perfect. You get to still approach Him in your time of failure. The right heart. And He wants to meet you for your now moment, for your need for today. And He'll lead you and He'll help you. And you'll be able to live in the spirit of contentment. God has led me. God has blessed me. And God is helping me. And the church says, Father, we thank you for your word, for the teaching of your word. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It leads us. Without you, we can't. But with you, we can. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that the teaching would land in our hearts. That it would just not be another Sunday sermon, but a teaching that draws us closer to you, Lord. That reminds us that you're attentive to us. Reminds us that you hear us. Reminds us that you want to answer. Reminds us that you want to teach us. It reminds us of these things, O Lord. And in our now moment, in our need, you, Lord God, will help us. Father, forgive us of the times that we've walked around carrying our burdens and not presenting them to you. Forgive us, oh God. Forgive us of those times when we just figured we'll handle it ourselves. But Father, we've learned that as your children, as your disciples, we have this opportunity to present ourselves before you. And you're attentive. And you'll meet us at the opportune moment to help us and bless us, O Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus, today is the day of salvation. Don't leave the same as you came in. Ask Jesus into your heart. It's as simple as saying, Lord, would you become my Lord and Savior? Forgive me of my sins. Fill me with your Spirit. And I promise to try my best to live for you. Don't try to set a bar in your life saying, you know, to be a Christian, this is where I have to be. You'll never make it. We never make the bars that we set in our lives. That's what grace is all about. It lowers the bars for us. Maybe you're here today and you're saying, I need Jesus. Today is the day of salvation. Maybe you're here and you're battling some things in your life and the Lord spoke to you this morning in a stern way, in an encouraging way, and you like prayer to help you apply the teaching to your life. As we sing this next song, the altar is open. We invite you to come and join us, and we want to pray with you today as well. God bless you. God keep you.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this sermon. We pray it blesses and encourages your life.